Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. We've got a wonderful show in store for you with a fascinating gentleman here in studio with me. I'm sure you're going to love him. But first, of course, we have our quotes of the day from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham. Let's see what our quotes of the day are. Let's start off from the universe. One of life's most elusive lessons, saved for only the wise and the peculiar, is that there's nothing ever to be unhappy about. Unless, of course, you lose sight of the big picture, think the illusions are real, and forget that there's no such place as far away. Woot, the universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the Universe. Trying to remind us that really, this idea of being unhappy, discontented, dissatisfied with what's going on in our lives, is it's really only because we're losing sight of the big picture. We're losing sight of the grand scheme of things. And it's kind of thinking that the illusions are real, and what the universe means about the illusions being real is that sometimes we get so caught up in the day-to-day illusions of this physical world, and we forget that life is much more than just physical. And that it's energetic, it's emotional, it's spiritual, it's more vast and more and so much more than just the moving parts that we see in front of us. And that it's kind of when we get so caught up in what's going on in politics, when we get so caught up in what our neighbor is doing, when we get so caught up in things that may not necessarily make such a big difference in our life and may not necessarily contribute to our internal development, to our energetic, emotional, spiritual development, that we're really sort of taking our attention away from what's really important in our life. And that when we turn back, and this is something, almost all major practice and religious practices talk about, when we go back inside, when we go internal to what's happening inside of us, that is actually what is important. And that is where we find true peace and contentment and harmony. And that there's such a rich universe inside of us that when we get distracted to all the stuff that's going on externally, we sometimes lose sight of what we have within us. And indeed, in the Buddhist practice, in Hinduism, in Judeo-Christian, it's all about what is going on the inside, not on the outside. And so, the universe is just kind of chiding us on, making a little fun, trying to remind us that it's all about making sure that we're paying attention to what's happening inside of us, not outside of us. Okay, let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. Once you are able to achieve and consistently maintain your personal alignment, Once you are able to achieve and consistently maintain your personal alignment, a great deal of money will flow into your experience, if that is what you desire. Do not let others set the standards about how much money you should have or about what you should do with it, for you are the only one who could ever accurately define that. Come into alignment with who you really are and allow the things that life has helped you to know that you want to flow into your experience, Abraham. Okay. So what is this Abraham talking about here? Really, Abraham is talking about our energetic alignment. And this is something that I've talked about a lot in the past, and it talked about the real importance of maintaining sort of our internal alignment with that which we're seeking to manifest. And, you know, what are we seeking to manifest? I mean, it could be more money, but it might not be. It could be a greater following, greater impact, a more loving relationship. It could be, you know, helping more poor people around the world. It could be so many other things. It's not only about money, but it's about that vision, that dream. It's what is that thing that we have burning inside of us that we really want to connect and create. And so that is the thing that we really need to pay attention to, of are we staying in alignment to it? And that what others think, say, or do is not really that important. The most important thing is coming into alignment with who we really are. And that the more we come into alignment with ourselves as, you know, these infinite beings of creatorship, coming into alignment with the power and majesty that we have within us, that then we're really connected to this life stream of the universe, that we're really connected to what flows different things into our experience. And that is what we really need to connect to in order to really create and manifest what it is we're looking to create and manifest. So it's really both of these quotes, it's kind of interesting. They're both trying to point us into the direction of what's going on internally, not externally. You know, where is our alignment? Where is our focus? You know, what is our vision upon? And that the more we keep that focus upon ourselves as powerful creative forces in this universe, and keeping our focus upon what it is we want to create and manifest and see unfold in the world around us, the more we keep that in our mind's eye, the more we keep that, you know, in our hearts, in our bodies, you know, feeling what it's going to be like when we manifest what it is we're looking for. And again, it doesn't have to be about money or a car or a big house. Indeed, most people I know now, that's not actually what they're looking to manifest. It's more about creating positive change in the world. It's more about, you know, helping the environment to heal. It's more about finding more sustainable ways to live. It's more about so much other than just money. I really want you guys to get that. It not to get so hung up on that stuff. I mean, yes, if you're don't have a lot of money and you're worried about paying your bills and you're not sure like where tomorrow's meal is going to come. Of course, you know, we all need, you know, food, shelter, clothing, you know, we need the basics to be taken care of. But once those basics are taken care of, there's so much more than how many zeros are in your bank account. There's so much more than what car you drive or what designer brand you're wearing, you know? And so, let's remind ourselves and let's keep our attention more internally focused so that we can create more of the external world that we really want to create. Okay? Awesome. So, two wonderful, amazing, confusing, but not always, quotes from Mike Dooley and the universe and from Abraham. And probably pretty apropos for my guest, for who I have in studio today. So without further ado, let me introduce you to my dear friend and fellow EBC member, Whitney Vosburg. As a consultant, author, speaker, and workshop leader, he creates clarity and reveals essence by removing unnecessary details and obstacles. His purpose is to elevate people, organizations, and communities to a brand new sense of purpose, possibility, and plenty. Whitney focuses on inspiring and leading short-term innovation and long-term transformation so we can share our gifts and passions with the world to make a lasting difference. He works to promote doing well by doing good. Ooh. So you know he's my kind of guy. And doing the right thing so we may all become better together. As a consulting chief marketing officer for Fortune 20 companies, ooh, big top companies, such as Hewlett-Packard, McKinsey, and many Silicon Valley startups, Whitney is often asked to look around corners and create valuable results quickly for brand leaders and leading brands. He has guided over $20 billion in value creation through M&As, IPOs, sales pivots, and launches. His expertise has been featured in four books on the future of work, including a bestseller by Dan Pink. Whitney's work is featured in numerous media outlets, including ABC, BBC, Conscious Company, Newsweek, Time, U.S. News and World Report, Venture, and the Wall Street Journal. See, this guy's no slouch. As CEO of the brand new purpose, a brand transformation consultancy, Whitney brings a holistic point of view to crystallize brand, community, and marketing strategy, and leads implementation, including creative, that makes all the difference. He pinpoints and optimizes key windows of opportunities such as liquidity events, positionings, and global launches, and has just come out with a brand new book called Brand New Purpose, Turning Gray into Great. Welcome to The Conscious Consultant, Whitney.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Ah, wonderful to have you here. I'm so thrilled that we finally did this. And we've met a few times when you've passed through New York from the sunny land of California.
Yep.
But we finally managed to get this to work today. So we just got like a minute. Well, you know what? Let's take our break now. And when we come back from break, let's talk about, you know, how you got into all this crazy stuff and where Brand New Purpose comes from, okay?
Yep.
So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Let's stop that. Okay, there we go. All right, got a little confusion here on the boards. All right, so welcome back.
Great.
Wonderful to be here. So, Whitney.
Yes.
You did a lot of stuff in your life, haven't you?
Yes.
So it's like I want to say, where did it all start? But I have a feeling that's probably too broad a question, isn't it?
Not necessarily.
So, well, let's just start with being a chief marketing officer consultant. What got you into the marketing aspect of things?
I started as a graphic designer and became an art director, creative director, worked for agencies, magazines, corporations. Mm. And I was always more interested in the concepts than the actual tactics. I was more interested in asking why. And what is the best way of doing these things? But starting with the question why, and then who, and then finally how.
Interesting. And so when did you decide to kind of strike off on your own and like create your own company and you know, create your own message?
Well, I've been an independent almost my entire career, but it's in the last 5 years that I decided to start creating my own brands instead of creating brands for other people.
Okay. And was there anything in particular that kind of moved you in that direction to sort of do it for yourself as opposed to doing it for other people?
Yes. In 2011, I decided to go to divinity school because I wanted to study community building, pastoral care, aging, ethics, morality, world religions. So I graduated with a Master's of Art in Social Change from the Graduate Theological Union in Berkeley, and decided I wanted to create a new way of doing business. I had a brand new purpose, which is the name of my company, which is a brand transformation consulting firm.
Okay, so now getting a master's in social change, that must be a relatively new kind of degree, because I don't think they had those back when I went to college.
No, there are several places around the world that offer this degree, but my particular divinity school was the first of its kind to offer this degree.
Wow. And why divinity school? I mean, that's kind of quite a leap from a marketing consultant to divinity school.
Even more so for an atheist.
Yeah.
I looked at art school, philosophy school, business school, but it just so happened that divinity school offered the best range of courses that most appeal to me.
Wow.
I'm so glad I went.
Really? You didn't feel kind of put off being an atheist going to divinity school?
No, it was fascinating to be one of the, not the only one, but one of very few atheists to actually be in a higher institution for education where most people are a believer in one thing or another.
I bet. Did your professors ever give you a hard time about it?
No, not at all. I went to the Unitarian Universalist Seminary, so that many people are a believer in this and that, or I am a Christian dash whatever.
Right. Gotcha. Okay, so brand new purpose. You found your own brand new purpose. How do you... is it like help others find their brand new purpose, or like why are you focusing on this idea of finding a brand new purpose?
I went to a divinity school with the express purpose of using my studies and my thesis writing as a way of jumpstarting my first book. And my thesis was called Second Act, Creating a Meaningful Middle Age and Beyond. So I wrote my thesis. And then I came out, and a couple of weeks after I graduated from Divinity School, I got a call to become an interim chief marketing officer at a $10 billion division of McKesson. So it was the last thing in the world I thought I would be doing at Divinity School. But it so happened that the core of my studies was community building for those in the second half of life. And I worked for the fifth largest pharmacy chain in America. this pharmacy chain was primarily located in the Midwest, small towns, Midwest and Deep South, where there were multiple generation family-owned pharmacies that served these small towns. And they were pretty much the hub of community, the center of small town life.
Okay.
So I took a look and decided that McKesson in itself was the champion of community care in serving all these family pharmacies. And then I positioned the pharmacists as the, on a local level, the champions of community care. And of course, who gets, who's the biggest customer of pharmacies? It's people who are typically in retirement, who need multiple regular prescriptions, so it was actually a perfect fit. So I proved that the a large division of the seventh largest company in America that's 175 years old, so it's it's huge, it's ancient in corporate terms, could actually do much, much better by doing great good.
Now you wouldn't normally think of a pharmacy company as doing good.
No. But what we did was, sure, we did the traditional top-down in terms of TV, radio, out-of-door, newspapers, and things. But we also used community development, grassroots involvement, mommy bloggers, town hall meetings, and sponsored a competition where local people could nominate and then vote for their local champion of community care in different regions. And it became so popular that the winners of these competitions became local media heroes. And so at the, my last day, after 6 months, the president of the company said, you know, Whitney, we would have been happy with a 30% increase. In less than 6 months, you managed to increase it over 300%.
Really? Wow. Wow.
So it just goes to show you that you can do so much better by doing great good, by promoting unity, by local involvement, grassroots, community of young people and old people coming together.
Right.
It was it was the hardest thing and the most fun and the most impactful thing I've ever done.
Wow. Wow. And so it really it really kind of proved your ideas, that your thesis was all about. Like you actually like real world application of the ideas that you had before?
It was a combination of everything I learned as a graphic designer, art director, creator director, and then as an interim VP of marketing or chief marketing officer with Silicon Valley startups, mid-sized companies, Fortune 20 companies. So I took all that I learned in the marketplace and then all I learned at Divinity School, married the two together.
Right.
So I was better to be a more effective marketer and community builder, because the way brand building is going is that you have, it's not just about the, for companies, it's not just about the shareholder, it's about the stakeholder.
Right.
The stakeholder is not, you know, so the shareholders, but there's also the people work for the company, the people supply the company.
Right.
Yeah, it's everybody affected by a company.
Right.
So, you know, so I have a much bigger picture in terms of not just a single bottom line, but a triple bottom line. You know, it used to be profits for shareholders. And then the old triple bottom line was profit, people, planet.
Right.
And my way of thinking is it should be, of course, focused on stakeholders, which include shareholders. But the new triple bottom line is planet, people, profit. Because if there's no planet, there's no people. If there's no people, there's no profit.
Right, exactly. You know, it's kind of one of the things that, to me, like really confuses me really about like
oil companies and companies that produce toxic waste and really harm the environment. It's like, if we make the environment that we live in so toxic that people can't live, you're going to be out of business because everyone's going to be dead. And so it just, to me, it makes sense that we want to take care of the planet. And you know what? I don't care if you believe in global warming or not, but using renewable, sustainable energy, recycling things, you know, protecting the environment, it just makes sense for our own existence, let alone, as you say, for the triple bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I 20 years ago, consulted for Chevron for a year.
Oh, did you?
Which is number two or three in terms of oil companies. Nice people there, but so insulated that they can't translate what they do at work as affecting the world beyond their job.
So really compartmentalize
they're living in a bubble.
Wow. Very, very, very dangerous. All right. So when did you start to write your book, your new book?
Well, I started it in 2011 with my thesis for graduate school. Okay. And I also had a meetup of the same name in terms of Second Act, Creating a Meaningful Middle Age and Beyond.
Okay.
Ran that for 3 years. But when I just came out, it cited that I had a bigger story at that time to write.
Right. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So we're going to take our next break. And when we come back, let's talk about turning gray into great. Mm-hmm. And why is now the right time for this? And why is it important for people to,
sure,
to think about this? So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this live every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc and on Facebook Live. So stay with us. We will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is Whitney Vosburgh, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. CEO of Brand New Purpose and author of the book, Brand New Purpose, Turning Gray into Great. Okay, so you started this book back with the thesis, why turning gray into great?
I co-authored two books called Work the Future Today, and they had more of a organizational local government focus. Mm-hmm. I was at an event this summer. It was a progressive chapter of an organization that has 6,000 chapters across America. Mm-hmm. And it was people mostly in their 60s and 70s, prosperous, well-educated. Mm. And I asked them, why are you here? I mean, you're highly accomplished, you're very comfortable. You've achieved most things that you've wanted to do with your life. Why are you getting so politically and socially involved? Why are you a 70-year-old activist? And he looked at me and he said, "You're right. I'm very comfortable. I've achieved all my goals. I am here for my children and my grandchildren because they don't have what I had when I was young. They didn't have the same opportunities.
Yeah.
They didn't have the same access. And now, so we talked about how young people have so much more anxiety, which leads to addiction or suicide, depression, and the like. Mm-hmm. So I realized like, oh, yes. Okay. So if people like that are really worried about the health
right.
Now and the future of their children and grandchildren and ultimately their children and grandchildren.
Right.
Those of us who are in our 60s and 70s started a revolution back in the 60s and 70s. And we made a big impact.
Right.
But we went off and got jobs, we got married, we had mortgages, we drifted away from what was our focus back then. Now that we are heading into retirement, we have so much more experience, expertise, and in some cases, wisdom, as well as networks. People over 50 in the United States own 70% of the assets of the wealth.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it doesn't mean everyone's wealthy. Doesn't mean everyone will be.
Right, right.
But we have enormous power, influence, control over so many things. It's in terms of stocks and assets and money and
real estate
and all kinds of things.
Right.
There's so much wealth there that Americans over 50, if they were their own country, would be the third largest economy in the world.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
So we have so much, both tangible and intangible, in terms of cash, ownership, networks, experience, expertise, that... And we are now going to be the longest lived generation in history.
Yeah.
And there are so many of us.
Yeah.
We have what they call the silver tsunami, 10,000
yes.
baby boomers retiring a day.
A day.
Now, at the same time, there are more boomers employed as a percentage of the total workforce now. It was 1961 or 62 when we had the same percentage of boomers, people of our age as a percentage of the labor force.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of us who are either we want to work or we need to work or both.
Right.
Or because in the old days, you retired and you died.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, 1, 2, 3 years afterwards. So now... We have, although most of us have more time behind us than ahead of us, we still have 10, 20, 30, 40 years ahead of us.
Sure.
So, and we need to work. We need to continue to make a contribution, to be in service, to share our unique gifts, to make a difference, especially as the world is a big mess right now.
Yeah.
And we need to help one another as much as possible.
Right.
Using all that we have at our fingertips.
Yeah. There are some people who would say the world is a mess because of what the boomers have done. Do you think it's the right generation to fix the mess?
Well, of the generations that came before us, they're either dead or dying, or such an age. My dad's about to turn 90.
Yeah.
He's in no state or condition to fix whatever messes his generation made.
Yeah.
Boomers are young enough to be able to actually do something about...
the generations that came before us. But yeah, given that we are the big bump in Titan, we have had a profound impact on the world as it is now. So we're young enough, there's enough of us, we have enough of everything I just described to really make a difference, to slow down, to look inside, to find our unique gifts, to figure out our why, and then to figure out who would most benefit from our unique gifts, where to find them, and then how best to share our unique gifts with them. And it's about working with one another, as boomers, as a collective, to make this world a better place, to be better together, but also to reach out to younger people, particularly millennials, who are old enough to have a bit of maturity and life experience to realize, like, oh yeah, we can't change it all, they can't change it all. How can we collaborate?
Yeah, work together.
How can we work together?
So what would you say is like the main intention behind the book?
Is to act as a call to action to people typically 50 and up, but you know, it's people who are in their second life, midlife, second life, third life. But you know, when I was at divinity school, my one of my favorite professors said, if you're 20 and you've just been diagnosed with HIV, you're middle aged. You're not 21. You're 20 middle aged. So it's wherever people are. Some people have certain life events that hasten their maturity. So it's some definable life experience that makes you realize that you have as much or less time ahead of you as you had behind you. So that we need to slow down, look inside, become more intentional. We all co-create the future now and now and now.
Right.
What happens is, what would happen if we actually became more intentional and co-created a more intentional future now and now and now? Future isn't about next year or 10 years from now. It's about the second after this one and the second after that. So it's really about, how do we co-create a better future starting right now?
Beautiful. So when you were writing this book, so you started in divinity school, you just kind of came out with it recently. Were there any surprises as you were actually writing the book in the last few years, as you were developing the ideas and putting things down on paper? Was there anything about sort of where the process led you that surprised you?
Yes, the biggest surprise is by interviewing hundreds of people. For example, I had a meetup that met once a month. We had people coming to New York from age 25 up into 80. Oh,
take care of her and stuff, she moved to Israel, not speaking the language. I mean, she spoke Yiddish, but, you know, she didn't speak Yiddish. She tried to learn it, but she didn't. And, you know, she said, all right, I'll go, I'll try it for 2 or 3 months. Because she didn't, we wanted to get her a living wage, and she wouldn't do it. So we were getting her into a assisted living facility there. It was like, I think, yeah, not to be your cousin Charles, but how many 91-year-olds are going to change their country of refuge?
Very few.
You know, and to me, that part of the reason why she lived until 99 was because she put herself in a brand new environment. She, you know, went through that challenge. And yeah, she wasn't really happy about it. It wasn't really easy for her, but I definitely think that helped to increase her longevity.
Yes, to stimulate her.
Yeah.
To literally stimulate growth.
Right, exactly. Different environment, make friends, all kinds of stuff. So. All right, anyway, that's not my mom. Mine first take the last break of the show. So when we come back, let's talk about what kind of reactions maybe you got from the book so far, or just to the concepts and the ideas, and you know, what do you have to look forward to? How are you turning your gray into gray, okay? All right, so everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking this hour with Whitney Vosburgh, author of the book, Brand New Purpose, Turning Gray into Great, and we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Whitney Vosburgh, CEO of A Brand New Purpose and author of the book, Brand New Purpose, Turning Gray into Great. So you're not a young man either.
Nope.
So in what way are you looking to turn your gray into great?
Well, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it. I believe that it's so important to change your life dramatically every 15 years or so.
Oh, yeah, every 15 years. Okay.
And so I have had many careers, mm-hmm. lived in many different places.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think it's great to move somewhere, go back to school, have a life-changing adventure every once in a while.
Oh, so you have any life-changing adventures coming up soon?
Yeah, I'm going to start a video broadcast called World Changers TV.
Oh, wonderful.
I've never been a media host before, but hey, I love trying new, different things that stretch me.
Oh, cool. And is that one of the ideas in the book, that you should stretch yourself every now and then?
Oh, yeah.
Because in life, either you're growing or you're shrinking. Right. If you're growing, you're living.
Right.
And if you're shrinking, you're dying.
Right.
So
right.
we make yep. a choice. We always have a choice.
Right.
Are we going to grow into the light or right. are we going to shrink into the darkness?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, they say, like, you know, just look at nature, right? In nature, either a plant is growing or and it's growing, it's living, it's thriving, or it's dying, it's shrinking back, it's deteriorating into death. So what, let's say someone's listening to the show and they love your ideas and they're like, yeah, I want to do something. How does somebody get started? Like, how do you stop and just say, okay, I want to do something completely different, but I don't know what? Where do you go from here?
As anything that's worthwhile and is doable over a long period of time, it's so important to start with small, short steps, small wins, so to speak.
Mm.
And it's just get into the habit of trying new things. So, for example, if you're right-handed and you brush your teeth with your right hand, tonight, why don't you brush it with your left hand? Just by doing that, you actually are creating new neural pathways in your brain. And our brains are, you know, they talk about neuroplasticity. It's very real.
Right.
Our brains are either shrinking or they're growing.
Right.
And we always have a choice.
Right.
So it's good to do crossword puzzles, for example. Anything that puzzles the mind. It's a our brains are like small kids. They thrive on newness, fun, excitement, challenges.
Gotcha.
Our minds need to be entertained.
Yeah, I heard that, like, if you take the same route to go to work every day or come home every day, that you should change it. Like, even if you just go one block different,
yep.
going a different route makes a big difference.
Yeah, it's so important to, you don't have, and your changes start with, they don't have to be exotic.
Right.
You know, it's just taking a creative approach to life,
yeah.
and that is seeing and doing things, familiar things, in new ways.
Right. Yeah.
So walking on the left side of the street instead of the right hand of side of the street, or taking a new path, or going at a different time of day, or riding a bicycle instead of walking, or taking a cab instead of the subway, whatever.
Right, or the bus instead of the train, or the train instead of the bus. Right, exactly. Just do something different.
Yeah, and I know that there's so many people out there who are saying this, but and there's a reason for it, is the importance of slowing down. And developing self-intimacy, of getting to know oneself better, and spending more quality time alone.
Yeah.
So that we can get out of our head,
right.
beyond the chattering monkeys of our ego mind, to go deeper, to go from, let's say, head to heart, from the intellectual center to the emotional center, and then dropping down again to our gut. To our intuitive center, which is where our answers really are. Our umbilical cord when we were very young was our connection to the outside world. And we are composed of billions and billions of different small organisms that help us live.
Right.
So gut intelligence is not just our human brain.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely.
And there's, interesting enough, there is brain tissue in our brain, our heart, and in our gut. So when we say something is heartfelt or I feel it in my gut, it's true.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's being in alignment of our three brain centers of head, heart, and gut. And to be in alignment and to drop down from our usual in our head sort of thing, but to sort of think it, feel it, and then to intuit it.
Yeah.
So by aligning oneself, you become far more intimate and self-knowledgeable.
Right, right. Absolutely. And getting some comments on the Facebook Live from my friend Sanaya. She loves that changing something every 15 years, and she loves the idea of love, self-intimacy.
Self-intimacy, yeah.
It's a big deal.
It's like giving yourself a hug
each and every
day.
Yeah. And connecting to nature also. Like being
super
by
important.
Yourself and connecting to nature.
Especially when you live in the Big Apple,
yes,
for example.
Absolutely. In any big city, connecting to nature is so, so important. I agree 100%. Given what you see and sort of the challenges we face and the opportunity there is to do something about it, would you say you're more optimistic about the future?
I am a great believer in human potential. So I'm very optimistic about the potential that human beings have.
Okay.
And I will do everything I can to promote people to embrace possibility.
Okay.
To act on potential. No. To show up as an ever higher expression of their greatest selves.
Okay.
But it's a choice that is an individual choice.
Right, right.
And so I'm very optimistic about the potential. How things turn out, we shall see.
Yes, nobody knows. Nobody knows. I agree. We're getting close to the end of the show. I'm just wondering, is there any last words of wisdom or anything you would like to share to our audience who is like sitting back and nodding their heads and agreeing with you, anything that you feel like what some small immediate step that people can do to actually take action into?
The most powerful thing I can think of is take a piece of paper out, your journal, your iPhone, whatever it is, some sort of recording device, and go back and think when you were a young person, as a child or as a teenager or as a very young adult, some moments that were transformative, where you felt truly connected to everything around you and that you were firing all pistons. It's these peak experiences that often have the greatest clues as to what our greatest gift, our purpose, our passion is. You can revisit that as much as possible because the seeds of the future lie in your past.
Ah, okay. All right, cool. Well, wonderful, Whitney. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam.
Always a pleasure. On the show. If people want to find out more about you, get in touch with you, how can they do that?
You can follow me on Twitter, BrandGuru.
Oh, BrandGuru, nice.
And I have a website, brandnewpurpose.com.
All right, cool. And people can, there's a contact form on brandnewpurpose.com.
Yes,
awesome. Awesome. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of
your
schedule to come in. It's been a pleasure to have you. And of course, thank you and my loyal listeners for tuning in this week and every week. I so appreciate you all. You know, without you, there is no show. So you guys are an intricate part of the show, and especially all the comments on Facebook Live and all the people tuning in. Sorry, I didn't shout you out. I just got too much into the conversation. So thank you all for tuning in. Have a great rest of the week, and we will talk to you next week right here on the Conscious Consultant Hour.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.